Normally, when people throw their trash away, it's out of sight, out of mind. The Environmental Protection Agency, whose job it is to examine what's ending up in landfills, found that more than anything else, what's getting thrown away is food. Millions and millions of tons of it ends up in our nation's dumps every year.
So when food scraps get put into the landfill, often they're in a black plastic garbage bag.
Juliana Ciano is with Reunity Resources in Santa Fe. She says all those buried morsels are affecting climate change dramatically.
They get entombed and they essentially ferment and create methane, which is a noxious greenhouse gas that warms our planet much, much faster than carbon dioxide.
Food gets bagged up along with all the other trash and tossed into what's called the waste stream, which tends to flow directly into landfills. But a whopping 84% of what goes to the dump can actually be diverted from that stream, or simply speaking, recycled. Recently, the city of Santa Fe partnered with Reunity to start collecting food scraps from businesses before they get tossed into the trash can. This material is then turned into products that, when mixed into the earth, enrich the soil. But so far, no other city government in New Mexico has taken on diverting food scraps from the dumps. Jill Holbert runs the Solid Waste Department in Albuquerque and says that in reality, the city's waste transfer facilities weren't built with diversion of green waste in mind.
We recognize the fact that we're limited in our current facilities, and we really would like to develop something that does accommodate the forward-thinking ideas that we have.
Currently, the only other crew in New Mexico besides Reunity that collects food scraps on a large scale is a private company just south of Albuquerque called Soilutions, and they've actually been doing it for quite some time.
We've got what looks like soups, fruit and vegetable crudité, pastas. Oh, we've got mashed potatoes.
John Shasky, who goes by Ski, runs the food waste program for Soilutions, and he feels that out of everything that gets dumped into the waste stream, food is absolutely the most valuable recyclable material. He explains that when it's converted into compost and added to barren dirt, it increases the soil's ability to hold water by several magnitudes.
When you start to produce compost, you're essentially seeding life. You're creating a path for abundance.
Ski says about 50 to 60% of what's being thrown away is compostable.
Anything that was once alive belongs back into the cycle of the composting process.
That includes everything from popcorn to paper cups, because to have a dynamic and active compost, all you need are four ingredients.
All you have to do is put the four ingredients together in the right ratios, carbon, nitrogen, water, and oxygen, and the microbes, they find it because they're there already. And they just go to work.
It's basic organic chemistry. Mix your nitrogen, like food scraps or fresh grass clippings, with the carbon, such as dry leaves or paper. Add some water, turn the pile occasionally to aerate, and within a few months, everything has broken down into this black, silky soil, fecund and teeming with life. On a morning collection route for Soilutions, Ski stops at the Cien Agua School to pick up some carts. In the elementary school cafeteria, they serve lunch on these thick paper trays, and they use sporks made out of plant starch as eating utensils. So when the kids are finished eating, they just toss the whole tray into a big bin that Ski collects once a week. A group of kindergartners are eager to talk about it.
The lunchroom
food trays are able to go in the compost.
It's better for the land because they don't have to go in the landfill. And you can put it on your gardens to help them grow.
Clients pay Soilutions to pick up their compostable waste, but the fee is largely offset by the drop in trash collection costs, and business owners who use the service say their bottom line has increased only slightly, if at all. After gathering full bins all morning from around town, Ski heads back to the Soilutions yard, which is a certified composting facility.
So this cart came in at, looks like 423 pounds in this one.
He jots down the weight of every bin, and those numbers can be run through an EPA-sponsored carbon footprint analysis so that clients can track what kind of reduction of greenhouse gas emissions they're responsible for by diverting their food scraps from the waste stream.
3,976 pounds. Of food waste collected in the morning. It's 2 tons. It's going to be close to another 2 tons this afternoon, so we'll have a 4-ton day.
In 2012, Soilutions recycled close to 500 tons of food scraps, which is equivalent to taking about 100 cars off of the road for a year. Ski says the volume of what they're diverting paints a nice picture. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.